Okay. This is a commentary for Miracles, Lesson 1, and this is the wedding at Cana. This lesson has us praying with Scripture through using the Lectio Divina process. That's what was in the first lesson directions. Since I'm asking you to utilize that way to pray with Scripture, I did too. But I also decided to pray with Scripture using the St. Ignatius contemplation process as well. So here's what I gleaned from this Scripture at this time in my journey of faith. So first, let us read the Scripture. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for the Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing where it came from, although the servers who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this as the beginning of his signs in Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe him. After this, he and his mother, his brothers, and his disciples went down to Capernaum and stayed there only a few days. So when praying with the Scripture, the phrases or verses that stood out to me was, "And so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe him." This was the first outward sign that we hear in the Gospels that begins Jesus' journey to the cross. It is this sign that his disciples began to believe him. In the Gospel of John, we have the first chapter devoted to John the Baptist baptizing and then seeing the Lord, and he points to him and calls Jesus the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Next in that chapter, Jesus is calling his disciples to follow him. So we can assume the disciples began to follow Jesus and listen to his teachings before they came to this scene at the wedding. Chapter 2 of John begins with this miracle that reveals Jesus' glory. This is the beginning of the disciples believing him and is the beginning of the end of Jesus' life. If I truly dwell on that, I can understand Jesus' hesitation. Mary did not ask Jesus to change the water to wine. She just made the statement that the wine had run out. She also did not respond to Jesus' question as to, "What does your concern have to do with me? My time has not yet come." She just turned to the waiters and said, "Do what Jesus tells you to do." I often think of the many times my parents have called me to a chore and I say something like, "Right now? Come on, I'm not ready. I'm hanging with my friends," or whatever, so on and so forth. I can imagine that the look on Mary's face was the same I got from my mom. It's that look that says, "You know what you're supposed to do. Now do it." So what is the lesson for me? I know what I have been called to. Am I doing it? It's gut check time. Am I truly in God's will? Where in my life am I hesitating? What is it that I'm not doing in my daily life that brings me closer to the Lord? These are the questions that I start grappling with after praying with the Scripture. And then I thought, all right, let me go back and imagine myself in the scene. I decided to put myself in the wedding as one of the servers. I worked my way as a waitress through college, so I thought that fit. I imagine myself as one of the servers filling up the jars. This is a person with no skin in the game, just doing a job. Probably a little worried about the crowd now that the wine is running out. Maybe I came over to Mary and told her that the bridegroom is going to be embarrassed once the guests realize there's no wine. Maybe Jesus' disciples were the ones who drank it all, and Mary was letting Jesus know. It's kind of fun to imagine the humanity of the scene. Again, putting myself in place of the event brings some human emotions that I didn't think about when I read the scripture before. So in filling up the jars, my thoughts might be, water is not going to fool anyone. But I do it since I'm the server and customer is always right. Then I'm told to draw some out and take it to the head waiter. I do so. I can imagine I feel a little stupid. I'm thinking, what is my boss going to say when I hand this to him? What do I say? That guy Jesus over there just asked me to give this to you? Then I watch as the head waiter tastes that, what's in the cup, and become shocked at its contents. As he walks away, I sneak a sip. And I'm astonished. Who is this man who turns water into wine? What just happened? My friends are never going to believe this. I need to know more about this man. What do I need to do to follow him and learn more about him? So interestingly, I came out with kind of the same question. It's gut check time. What changes in my life do I need to make to get closer to the Lord? So for me, at this moment in time, the wedding of Cana, that is a pivotal moment in Jesus' life, gives me pause in my own. What do I need to do to follow this man more closely? Jesus did wondrous things in his lifetime, and he does wondrous things in mine. Am I paying attention? So what did the miracle mean to you? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we praise you and thank you for all the miracles of our lives. The fact that we live and that we know you, that we have the gift of faith, and that we desire to be closer to you is truly a wondrous thing. We ask you, Lord, to send your spirit on all of us today as we discuss the beginnings of your journey to the cross. And we thank you, Lord, for completing that journey and for dying for our sins and rising for us to have new life. And we pray all this in your holy name. Amen. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.